We're going to get started. It's louder. So, good evening. Sorry to break it up. So, tonight, the creators of this show are Jake Frost, who is also the creator of Brother Jake, the YouTube series, and occasional panelist on Infants and Thrones, on Thrones podcast. By day, he is a data scientist for a small consulting firm. And Eric Herman is a children's music artist by day, a parodist humorist, a.k.a. Weird Alma, by night, and a cryptozoologist by the middle of the night when he's dreaming. I don't even know what that is. Yeah, you're going to have to talk to him. I just read the script.
Yeah, he lives in the Pacific Northwest, so that means Bigfoot.
Oh.
Yeah, you got it. Right.
There you go. That's Jake. His Mormon-themed parodies can be found at weirdalma.com. And with that, please enjoy the dress rehearsal of Mahanrai Moriankumar, the musical.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to announce the following substitutions for today's performance. The part of Oriha will be performed by Jason McCurdy. The part of Riplikesh will be performed by Kevin Reynolds. The part of the amazingly spectacular Broadway-level scenery, set design, props, choreography, and special effects will be performed by your imagination. The part of the female characters who have names will be performed by... Oh, wait. There aren't any of those. Never mind. Thank you, and enjoy the performance.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming tonight. Welcome, welcome, honored friends. We're pleased as punch you could attend.
We hope that what you see from us is nothing short of miraculous.
But first, we'd like to emphasize the very high degree
to which the contents of this show reflect reality.
This show is based on a true story. Based on a true story. Anything we do, every bit of it is true. 'Cause it's based on a true story.
I mean, I don't know about true. It's not to say that these events will never challenge credulence.
Some elements, they may appear to make our use of true unclear.
But though the odds of these things happening aren't the most likely,
we feel they're within the bounds of possibility.
So really, this show is based on a plausible story.
Based on a plausible story. Anything we do has a chance of being true. 'Cause it's based on a plausible story.
On second thought, some things may fall in the realm of metaphorical.
Archetypes of larger truth to help us teach our tender youth.
So while some things occurred that were for real, we still maintain
allegorical components of the tale remain.
So, you know, we should probably say this show is based on a partly true, partly allegorical story.
Based on a partly true, partly allegorical story.
Some things that we do are metaphorically true. 'Cause it's based on a partly true,
partly allegorical story.
Well. Actually, let's cut the shit. It matters not one little bit.
Any correlation to real events is just by pure coincidence.
Everything you see today contains a large amount of bull.
But we feel that this represents the source material.
This show is based on a story. Based on a story. Anything we do, not a bit of it is true. 'Cause it's based on a story.
All right. A day in the office. I, Moroni, continue the record concerning the inhabitants of this land, and because of the difficulty in writing in these plates, I must not be repetitious, or repeat myself, or be redundant, or really redundant, or really, really redundant, notwithstanding that there should be some redundancy. And when I have theretofore concluded my record, I will seal it up into the ground, and it will come forth at a later time, and it will come forth in the lodge. Hello. Moroni speaking. Oh, hey, God, hold on, let me put you on speaker. Go ahead.
Listen, Moroni, before you go committing anything to the ground, I need you to add something to that record.
Oh, jeez, man, really? I'm finally almost done. My etching tools, nothing but a nub. My arm's like this all the time.
I hear ya. But look, I need you to add a section from those old brass plates. You'll like it. It's a hell of a story. Submarines, giant towers, Jesus's finger. It's got it all. Read through it first and figure out what to edit, but then include that in your final etching.
Okay, all right. I mean, you know, it sounds like a heck of a story, but please reassure me that after this, after all the trouble I've gone to create these plates and write in them and give myself carpal tunnel to put this record here, just reassure me that this modern-day prophet's actually going to use these plates in his translation and not some trick like a hat thing.
Oh, yeah.
Plates.
Right.
Plates.
That's the plan.
Plates.
Plates all the way, for sure.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'll do it.
Good. All right, now listen. I got to go help someone find the keys to their chariot later.
All right. Okay, where are these brass plates he's talking about? Oh, here they are. You know, this sign fell down. Hold on. There we go. I'll get this. The Book of Ether. Oh, that sign fell down. I think that went over here. I will finish this later. Shit, what happens next?
Oh, honey, what a beautiful strapping baby boy we have.
I can't believe I gave birth to a baby with a head this size.
He is truly large and mighty of the Lord.
But what should we name him? Big Head?
No, we named our other child Jared. Maybe we should name him something like that.
That's true. I mean, maybe like Jerome or Jacob.
Oh, wait! I have it. Mahanrai Mori Enkamer.
What? Where'd that come from?
I don't know. It just kind of rolled.
Oh,
great. Well, then, from this day forward, he shall forever be known as Mahanrai Mori Enkamer. Truly, he shall grow in glory of the Lord, and his name will be remembered and revered wherever he goes.
Okay, children, welcome to your first day of Sunday school. Now, let's sing a little song so we can learn everybody's names, okay? Let's start with you. What's your name?
My name's David.
Okay, so here's how the song goes. One, two, three, four.
David, David, po, David, banana, banana, po, favorite, name, I'm o, David. David.
Oh, good job, guys. Good job, good job. That's how it's done. Okay, let's see who's next. Young lady, what's your name?
Oh, I'm a girl, so it doesn't even matter.
Oh, right. I'm sorry I asked. Oh, how about you?
My name is Jared.
That's my brother, Jared.
Yeah. Brothers. Okay. All right. One.
Jared, Jared, Bo, Barrett, banana, banana, Bo, ferret, me, my, Mo, Merritt, Jared.
Oh, good job, guys. Yeah. You guys are so great. Okay, how about you now, brother of Jared?
Oh, well, my name is Mahanrai Moriankumar.
What the damn hell kind of name is that? We can't play this game anymore. All right, guys, everybody, back to your desk. We're just gonna do scriptures and fractions now.
Jared, Mom didn't even like you.
Stupid name. So dumb. Hi, Jared.
Oh, hey,
Jared.
What's going on, lady?
Hi.
Oh, hey, what's going on? Hey.
What's up, bro?
Oh, I'm too cool for that, man.
So cool.
Oh, see you later.
You know, no matter what I do some good things, and you know, I know Jared is my brother and I love him, but he always gets the attention and the girls and Jared, Jared, Jared! I wish I had a better name like Kanye. I wish I had a better name like Steve. I wish I had a better name like Paul H. Dunn. The name of a man that people could really believe. Oh, I wish I had a better name like Hiram. I wish I had a better name like Self. Oh, I wish I had a better name like Adolf, Osama, or Brigham. Oh, I wish I had a name like Jared for myself. Oh, I wish I had a name like Jared for myself. Oh, you know, I can't keep holding on to this resentment of my name. Oh, I know what I need to do. I need to call upon the Lord.
Yeah, this is God. Can you hold, please?
Okay, sure, I guess.
Hey. Mahana Manamadama. Yeah, sorry, man. I always got time for my highly favored children. What's up?
Well, I'm sorry to bother you, Lord, but it's just, you know, I want to know what my purpose in life is. You know, it's Jared, he gets all the attention, and no matter what I do, and it's just because of his name is so much better than I just have a really terrible name.
Look, my son, I'll be honest with you. You have been bestowed with a name that is, well, yes, really, really stupid. But I never give someone a challenge that cannot be overcome.
You mean you gave me this terrible name?
Whoa. I am not taking the blame for that. Lupus maybe, but not this. That is all on your parents. What I mean is, I can give you the power to overcome all obstacles in your life. You can accomplish great works through me, despite having that just awful, seriously terrible name. And you will accomplish great things. I've got some real good stuff lined up for you, my man. Just hang in there, all right?
Okay, I'll try.
Good, good. All right, I gotta go. Catch you later.
Oh, Jared went that way.
Oh, I'm not here for him. I wanted to meet you.
Me? Why?
Yes, well, I heard you have a really uncommon name.
Sure, just go ahead and make fun of it. Mahanrai Moriankamer.
I never really told anyone this, but I really kind of have a thing for guys with really long and weird names.
Really? Well, you know, actually, my name is even longer than that. I have a middle name.
Oh, boy, I really like it. When you can add... Oh, what's your middle name?
Mahershal El Hashbaz. Mahanrai Mahershal El Hashbaz Moriankamer.
I really like it when you add a middle initial to your name to make it even longer. Like Ronald A. Rasband or D. Todd Christofferson. Say your full name, but add your middle initial.
Okay. Mahanrai M. Moriankamer.
Harder.
Mahanrai M. Moriankamer.
Harder!
Mahanrai M. Moriankamer!
I love that. I love your name. It's so good.
Well, you know, I've always been favored of the Lord, but never favored of anyone else, just because of my name. I mean...
I'm glad that you don't have a common name like Eric. I'm glad that you don't have a stupid name like Jake. I'm glad that you don't have a name like Benedict Cumberbatch. There's only so much weird in a name that I can take. Could you be a man of legendary myth with a boring name like, oh, I don't know, Joe Smith?
No.
Yes, your name is strange and awkward, but your heart is strong and pure. I know you'll show them Mahanrai M.
Moriankamer.
Brother!
What?
Brother, you gotta help us.
Now
some
what?
Idiots built this not mythical tower too high, and now God's punishing us by screwing up our language.
Hello, Governor. Jolly good day, isn't it? Or I saw a wallaby down in the outback.
What? What's a wallaby?
Oof. Have you tried this schnitzel at the farmer's market? It's wunderbar.
No, I haven't. Is schnitzel anything like haggis?
Kind of.
What are they saying?
I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Ask the big guy to give us a pass, dude. You know he loves nerds!
All right. Heavenly Father, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, it's Mahanrai Moriankamer.
Mahanahuaha?
What? Oh, Jared's brother?
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a cool guy, that Jared. Tell him hi for me. Okay. Oh, yeah, anyway, how's it going? Looks like things are really going off the rails down there.
Well, yeah, we're wondering if we can get a pass on this language mix-up thing. It's really freaking out Carl.
I don't understand a thing they're saying. You gotta fix this.
Oh, yeah, totally. You got it. Done.
Done?
So we're good? that it? Is that it?
I don't feel any different.
You want like a noise or something? Okay. You are now shielded from the wrath of God.
Yeah!
All right, now we're good.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, if you really want to blow that Carl guy's mind, tell him the British call underwear pants.
No, I gotta get out of here.
And it came to pass that they did wander in the wilderness for the time that the Lord did command them. And they did build barges after the manner that the Lord did command them. And the barges thereof were in somewhat hot demand.
Come on down to Big M's barges. We got the biggest barges, the biggest selection, the biggest deals. We got the hugest selection. I'm Big M, and I built them all myself. I want you to go home with one of them. Yes, we need to make room for the 2019 BC models. So everything must go. Come on down to the rubble pile that used to be the Tower of Babel. Yes. Excuse me, sir. Can I interest you in a beautiful new barge?
No, thank you.
Man, how would you like the adventure of a lifetime in a brand new barge?
Oh, I've always wanted to take a transoceanic voyage, but Herbert never wants to take me anywhere.
I like going places. I just don't want to go halfway around the world in a stinky, wet barge.
Well, that's why my barges are just right for you. Yes, they are the driest barges on the market. This baby is tight.
How tight?
How tight, exactly?
Do you know what a dish is?
Like what you eat off?
Of course we know what a dish is.
This barge is tight like unto a dish.
Really?
Oh, no.
Really? Oh,
this baby has a 9.85 DTR.
DTR?
Dish tightness rating, honey.
Okay, so you're saying this baby's tight?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The bottom's tight?
Well, like unto a dish.
How about the sides? Are the sides tight?
The sides are tight, also like unto a dish, yes.
Okay, all right. What about the top?
Do I need to say it?
Yes.
Tight like unto a dish.
Okay, all right. Even the door?
Herbert, please. The door, when shut, is tight like unto a dish.
All right.
Is there anything else I can say or do that would convince you?
Well, if only there were a special musical number.
You got it. As you travel oceans far and wide, you'll need somewhere safe to live inside. This barge will take you well upon your way. Is it dry enough? Well, what else can I say? It's tight like unto a dish, tight like unto a dish. You won't have that water flowing, going splash, splish. It's tight like unto a dish, so tight like unto a dish. If you want the driest barge, you just got your wish. Every day and every night, you won't worry, it'll be all right. Cause it's tight, 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 like unto a dish, unto a dish. Well, you got Titus, my friends, right here. I say Titus right here in this barge with a capital T in that right, D in that stands for dish. Well, it's tight.
Oh, so tight.
Yes, so tight.
Oh, so tight.
Oh, it's tight,
tight,
tight, like unto a dish. Oh, it's tight.
Oh, so tight.
Oh, so tight.
Oh, so tight.
Oh, it's tight, 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 like onto a dish. Oh, it's tight. Yes, it's tight. Woo-hoo. Tight, 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 like onto a dish. Oh, yeah. Oh, so tight. Oh, yes, it's tight. Yes, it's tight, 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 like onto a dish. Now, would you say that this barge is tight? Yes, you would. Sir, would you say that this barge is as tight as a basketball? I don't know about that. Would you say that this barge is as tight as a box of kitty litter? I don't know.
Tight,
tight.
You sit tight. This ball.
Tight. 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 Tight.
Like.
Tight.
Two.
Tight. Tight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
One. Three. Four.
Tight like under a dish.
Tight like under a dish.
It's tight like under a dish.
So tight like under a dish.
You don't want to be sleeping and get sit in the face by a fish.
It's tight like under a dish.
So tight like under a dish.
Tight like the tiles of some fancy grouting. Tight like the budget of a young woman's outing. Tight like a bulletproof glass. Tight like the stick up Bednar's ass.
Tight, tight, tight. It'll be all right, right, right.
Jimmy Walker says dynamite.
It's tight, 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 tight.
Like onto a dish.
Like onto a dish.
Don't you a dish.
Dish tight.
Herbert. Herbert. What do I have to do to put you in one of these barges today?
No, it sounds really tempting, but I just don't know.
Listen, 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 listen. If you can make this deal today, I will knock 400 C9s off the sticker price. And if you can pay in shiblons, I can give you a cashback offer of 100 AMNOR. What do you say? I really thought that was finally going to be a sale. Oh, boy. Yeah. What? What's going on?
Hello, God speaking.
What? Lord, did you want something?
No, you idiot. You called me.
Oh, I must have butt-dialed you.
Oh, well, actually, you know what? I'm glad you did call me. I wanted to ask you what the heck you're doing with those barges down there.
Well, exactly as you told me, Lord. I built several barges, and now I'm selling them off and waiting for further instructions.
Oh, I said to build barges and sail them off. Sail them off.
I thought it was like a fundraising thing or something.
No, no, no. Look, get your families, get some supplies together, and get in those barges before next Tuesday. You got to leave by Tuesday at the latest. Okay. Is that clear?
Yeah, I promise, Lord, I'll be in the barges Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay, don't forget.
Oh, well, you see, actually...
Look, we got a check here for 15,000 shiblons. Are you going to take it or not?
Well... How does next Wednesday sound?
Great.
Excellent.
And behold, as next Tuesday approached, they prepared to set sail on the barges, the tightness of which was already well established. And they began to be exceedingly troubled about how they would be lit, and so they went up to consult with the Lord for a solution.
Lord, are you there? It's Mahanrai, Mori Ankomer. I can't see you. Are you there?
I'm through the cloud, so it's fine.
Oh, okay, good. Well,
I can hear you.
You sound different, though, Lord.
Well, there's three of us, but we do different things, but it's the same unit. There's just, you know, there's a whole thing about it. Go read about it. I'm a different one, okay?
Okay.
I'll be the son later, but just don't worry about that now.
Okay, anyways.
Hey, what do you want?
Well, I think we have, we had that problem with how to light those barges before we leave tomorrow, and, we came up with a solution. We got some rocks, and we turned them into other rocks, some nice white rocks, and I put them into a sack. I call it my stone sack. And we thought that, since you're all powerful and everything, that maybe you could, touch the sack with your finger or... your hand, or rub it around or something, and it might turn the lights on or something,
So hold on just a second. So you, in response to not having any light, your solution is I'm gonna make rocks out of other rocks, and then I'm gonna have the Lord touch my stone sack. Did I get that right?
Yeah, yeah. That's about it, right?
All right, I'll touch him. Yeah, that sounds great. All right, yeah, get him over here.
Okay, yeah.
All right, here you go. Huh?
Oh, wait, what is that?
Wait, you can see that?
Yeah, of course I saw that. Was that your finger?
Yeah, it was my finger. I just didn't realize you could see that.
What, you have fingers?
Of course I have fingers. What did you think I had?
Well, I thought, I don't know, like a swirling tendrils of nebula or something?
You kept talking about me touching your stone. Touch your bones with your finger. Touch them.
Yeah, but I didn't think you is there more of you there? Like,
I mean, I have a whole body, and I'm not just a floating hand. It's the whole thing.
Well, can I see it?
I don't know. I'm not really ready.
Come on. I mean, I came all the way up here. I came up with the idea of the sack and the stones, and, you know, come on. I'm trying to work with the program here.
All right, Jesus. Okay, fine, okay?
Okay.
Just a peek, though. So, what do you think?
I thought it would be bigger.
It's really cold up here, okay? That's it. It's over. It's over.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. You know what? I'm sorry. I got flustered. It's just okay. But you know. But why are you looking so glum there, little buddy?
Well,
you know,
look.
You got light. You know. You saw the finger.
No. It's just, you know. It's still been my whole life where, you know, all the things I do, it doesn't matter. Like, Jared still gets all the credit. Like, I'm going to bring these lights home, and you know what everyone's going to say? He's going to say, hey, look, Jared got Mahan ready to go get the stones lit.
You know, hey, you know what, little buddy? You know what, buddy? Don't worry about that. You just keep down the righteous path, and people will remember you. In fact, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. In a few hundred years, way after all of your people are killed in a brutal civil war. I mean, it is just nasty. They, like, arm women and children, and they're all killing each other, and there's these two guys, and then one of them, like, cuts the other one's head off, and then the guy with the head, he tries to breathe through his severed neck hole. It's disgusting. That's the end of your people. But after, way after that, there's some other people, you know, there's going to be some other people, and one of their prophets, I'm going to make sure he writes down your story. And, you know, guess what? I'm going to make sure he gets your name just right.
Promise?
Pinky promise. Okay. All right, sorry, I flubbed a fool.
Oh, don't worry about it.
To this reading the story. Okay, all right, so, and it came to pass that after they got the stones that the Lord had touched, they sailed off into the ocean so that they could be on the ocean for 343 days. And after they had been on the ocean for 343 days in the sealed barges, the tightness thereof was very elaborate. Okay, you know, what's going on? Okay, what's going on here? What, do you have something to say?
Well, the whole thing's a bit far-fetched now, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, the whole story is an epistemological mess. Let me take a tower of languages, babe. Let me take all the time for you to compare it to linguistics. The fact is, you can check the linguistic balance and what
Hi, I'm Moroni, and I'm here to tell you that So there's going to be a lot of people like you that think the story of the Jaredites is factually impossible, which means that the story that I'm telling really can't be historically accurate, but that's not true at all. Let me explain. See, let's start with the whole linguistics thing. Sure, it may seem a little hard to defend the idea that all languages sprang from a single source simultaneously when God was angry at a big building, but that's just if you have a narrow, rigid, myopic, stupid, dumb, idiot, uneducated, unnuanced view of the story. The fact is, in the Book of Ether, it never explicitly says that all languages ever came from the Tower of Babel. Where'd you even get that idea? Nuance, people, nuance! It probably just happened in a small, localized area, like the Nephites. And second, the word technically used is confound. The Jaredites were not confounded. And yeah, we usually think of the word confound as a synonym for confusion, but there's actually another word that's intermingling. And the fact is that this may not be a story about language at all. It could just be a story about God trying to keep his chosen people separate from his non-chosen people, like he did with us when he turned the Lamanite skin darn beautiful. It's, you know, just lovely complexion. I'm jealous, so, I mean, not racist. So let's move on to the submarines thing. So it turns out with the submarine, the description of the submarine barges in the Book of Ether are actually quite similar to descriptions of Noah's Ark in non-biblical sources, which means that Joseph Smith, who's the guy that's going to translate this thing using the plates that I gave myself carpal tunnel to write, could not have known them. It could not have made it up. In fact, in the Talmud, it even talks about the ark being lit with shining stones. So all this shows that God is using the same methods for the same methods for the Jaredites as he did for the people of Noah, which means that this is a really real story that really happened, like in reality. And sure, it may seem counterintuitive that I'm arguing for the plausibility of the Jaredite story by invoking another scriptural story that's even harder to believe, like if I was trying to argue that Iron Man's arc reactor exists in real life because it draws from the same power source as the Infinity Stones, but God's ways are higher than our ways. So, what are you going to do? So, you see, no problem.
No! If you're going to tell me that God built magical submarines, illuminated by magical light, propelled by magical wind, why bother coming up with a rational explanation in the first place? And if it is magic, well, then why didn't God just make all the languages magically appear?
The Spirit of God, like a fire, is burning. The latter-day glory begins to come forth.
Hey, hey, hey!
Are we there yet?
Stop asking that. It's been 343 days of, are we there yet? Can we go back to the tower? Can I go outside to play? For the last time, no, we can't go back to the tower, and you can't go outside to play. No. Oh. Look, son, this is our home now. We have to accept that. And, you know, wherever we are, that's where we will be, and we'll be grateful to be. You don't see me complaining about it, do you? That's different. I need that.
Or what about the other day when you were saying if you had to spend another week on this stinking barge with your family, you'd shove us out an air hole?
It hasn't been a week yet.
Son, listen. We all get a little crazy in here sometimes, but your father's right. We do need to think of it as our home now. And remember the Lord in all things and that he brought us.
From then on, some people said goodbye and others, auf Wiedersehen. And then the Lord sent us away to live out on the seas of rain. And now we all live in a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine. We all live in a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine. Submarine, a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine. We all live in a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine. Yes, we live a life that sucks. Our accommodations aren't deluxe, with poop of brown and puke of green in our wooden submarine. Everybody, we all live in a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine. We all live in a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine. We all live in a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine. We all live in a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine, a wooden submarine.
You know what I really hate about a wooden submarine? I got slivers on my fingers! Hey, Jared.
You know, I know that a lot of times you don't get a lot of the attention. You don't get a lot of the recognition that I do. You know, that's probably because of my stylish clothing and my lush hair and my cool sunglasses and my really hip notion of what it means to be cool. But, you know, I think that you have done some really heroic things here.
Yeah, okay, but... Well, what does heroic things matter if nobody remembers you, if nobody knows your name? I mean, I might as well not even have a name, like a woman. Don't say that! Don't you say that! Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Look, look, buddy. You got to have a longer view on this. Sure, I'll get all the attention now, but, you know, when they write you down, when they write down the scriptures, that's when your name will be known. And the scriptures are forever. They're eternal. You have to have an eternal perspective.
You think so?
I know it, brother.
You know, Jared, you really are pretty great.
I know.
Moroni. Hey, Moroni, are you there? Man, where the heck is he?
Hello, hello, hello. Moroni here. Hey, hey, what's up? Hey.
Hey, it's God.
Yeah.
You know, the Heavenly Father.
Yeah, yeah.
Creator of everything.
Yeah.
Hey, look. Oh, yeah. Before you do the final edits on those brass plates onto the gold plates, I need you to go back and make sure that you mention that one guy's name a lot. The large and mighty one who did, you know, all that stuff. I kind of made a promise.
All right. Yeah, I was just doing the final edits before I was gonna. I was just doing the final edits before I was gonna do the final etching. So yeah, I can do that. Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Great, great. Make sure you toss in a couple extra came to passes.
And, oh yeah, spice it up. Got
and then
it, got
when
it.
You're
oh,
done,
yeah. Sure, 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 sure.
Don't forget to bury those plates near the hill Kimura. Okay, gotta go.
All right. Hey, wait, which hill Kimura? The one in Heartland or what? You know what? I'll do both. All right, let's find this guy's name. And the name of the large and mighty man that did perform these mighty deeds was named Mahanai Mahalaharnashabaz Moriankamer. Oh, fuck that! The brother of Jared.
Jared!
Big round of applause to our cast members. Thank you very much. Hey, what's up, brother? Hey, thank you, thank you. All right, get in here, right? One, two, three. And Dave, let us not forget Dave.
He's Dave Petty on the music and tech.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. See ya. Thank you.
Questions?
No. We're not probably not prepared to answer it.
There you go. That's awesome. That's important.
We're doing another show, another version tomorrow lunchtime ish sometime. So let you know if you enjoyed it. Let people know or come back again. All right.